hi. Is this Garion?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. Good to hear. I was actually following up with you. I'm in the cancellation department, and I understand that you recently signed up with us, and now you're having some second thoughts on wanting to cancel?
Yeah. I mean, I was excited about it, and then I'm like, oh, buyer's remorse. I'm like, seriously, I don't have, oh, it was a dumb idea. Sorry, it was not good timing for me. Like, I seriously, the price of that subscription, that's what I have left in my bank account. It was a dumb idea. I was a little bit too excited about it. I'm literally short. I'm very short on cash. And I got a little too excited about it. So I
see.
If there's any way to cancel it or a refund or part of a refund, because I logged in, it looks like if I have any hope, there's like I got to get it done within 3 days.
Yeah, you know, the initial $299 that you paid is a non-refundable amount because when we block off a category and close out the area, we start the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So even though you haven't had your client interview yet, they already started the Google verification process and started programming you into directories because our main objective is to get you up and running as soon as possible. There's two things I could do to help you out a little bit, Garion, because, you know, if you want to cancel, you know, I'll respect it and I'll do it now. But if things are tight, you know, since the $299 is a non-refundable amount, I could try to get an override and put you into friends and family pricing, which would be $249 monthly. If I get that approved, I could at least initiate a $50 refund. Moving forward, you would be grandfathered into that rate, so it would also save you $50 a month. But then I would also push the next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free. And my objective in doing that for you is to give you 6 full weeks of service so that you have plenty of time to get Concierge Enterprises on the first page of Google, get your phone ringing with new business so that you recoup that money, see a nice profit. You know, with the 2 weeks on the back end, you would be paid in full all the way until March 25th. So I'm confident, you know, come March 25th, you're going to be so profitable. You're going to love it. You're absolutely going to want to keep the program, right? But if for any reason at that point you still want to cancel, you're on a month-to-month subscription. So you absolutely can do so at that time. But again, nobody cancels on profit. And I'm confident that you're not going to want to at that point either. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's going to take me probably like 90 seconds to 2 minutes to get an override to do the friends and family pricing, because typically you have to be, you know, a friend or a relative of a Local Splash employee, so I can't tell them, you know, that you're my brother or my cousin, but I can try to get it overridden. And then once I process this, you'll get an email that will say that your refund's being processed. It will take, you know, 24 to 48 hours depending on how your bank works. So I'll process it as soon as I get the override. But again, it's just going to depend on how your bank works, you know, how long it's going to take. So give me a couple seconds here so I can do some adjustments for you. And so, I mean, it'll work out good for you because at least if I, you know, once I get the approval, you'll be grandfathered into this moving forward.
Okay.
Yeah, and you'll love it. You're going to be growing your business moving forward, I would assume, right?
I don't know. Honestly, I'm just in such a tight spot. I'm like, it was like a little bit, I thought a way out. I'm like, you know what? I don't know. Just like, it is so damn tight. I'm sorry. Just like, between my personal stuff and my business, I'm like, I've been bleeding cash past 2 weeks and I'm not very happy about it. And I'm like, I'm just trying to keep stuff together.
You know, Danny sent me, an Angie Leeds profile, when he sent your account over to me, is that current or is that a little earlier on?
No, that was last year. I got that canceled. Oh, I didn't understand how it worked. I didn't understand truly how it worked, and I'm like, I stopped before I was paying for every single lead. I'm like, no.
Got it. Okay. So the reason I asked you is if it was still active, what some people do is they put their leads on pause for a couple of weeks so they can allocate some funds to try this. But it sounds like you don't have to put the leads on pause because you already canceled it, right?
Right. I think my profile stuff still, yeah, I canceled it. My stuff's still out there.
Got it. Okay, good. But you're not paying for the leads anymore because it's not active, right? Okay, good, good, good. Okay. Now, once I get this family, friends and family rate approved, you're going to have an option where that package includes a small budget to run Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, we could take the Facebook ads off and that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. And if that's the case, I can process a $100 refund instead of the $50, which might help you out since things are so tight right now. The reason I suggest that is when we sign up a client, it's the Google listing that's exclusive. Those don't come around very often, but the Facebook ads you can add on at any time. So you could always call in, you know, and say, hey, you know what, I made a lot of money this month and I want to put the Facebook ads on. You could always do that. But in the meantime, if you wanted to, we could take those off. So what are your thoughts there? Are you thinking you'd want to, you know, go with the $249 and keep the Facebook ads on, or you want to, you know, maybe take them off and just do $199 monthly on that friends and family package?
I'm fine taking them off. I don't have Facebook.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's take them off. Okay. Good to know. Yeah, a lot of people don't have Facebook, but they use the ads because they know their customers do. So it's just an option for the future. But absolutely, let me take those off. That way I can help you out a little bit further. And I'm getting a promo code from my director right now. So they are overriding it for me. So I'll process that $100 refund and I'm pushing that next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free. So the only other thing I think we need to do is reschedule your client interview because you missed it when they called you a little while ago because of the cancellation request. So let's see.
I thought I was supposed to do that on Thursday.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that that was the, I thought that that was the client interview. Let me look at the notes again, because if it's set up for Thursday, then nothing would change. It would still be on there. Let me look at the notes 1 second here.
I was trying to communicate.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It said, 2:13, which is Thursday's date at 3:00 Pacific time, which would be 5:00 your time, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so you're still set up for that 5:00 interview on Thursday. Okay, so you're all good to go. So I'm processing the refund now, and my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you have any questions moving forward, feel free to reach out to me, okay?
Okay, Tina. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Oh, you're very welcome, and have a great rest of your evening, too.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.